The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. And Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sarah, and Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Tenecham Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rufuat Shlema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rachel, and Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, and Rafana Naim. Rufuat Nefesh, Rufuat Aguf, Rufuat Kerabad Abo. וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. והן תראי זדף על נונדבר עמוד בית. And we are ways up, almost halfway up, starting with the words וחרבי יהודה במעשר מי לא תהנן. We learned in our Mishnah that if a person is מקדש a lady with מעשר שני, going to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir held that מעשר שני is קודש, and therefore it's not yours. It's Shulchan Gavoa. And therefore you're not allowed to be Mekadesh a lady with Maaser Sheni. Whether you gave it to Bishogeg, whether you gave it to Bemezid, it doesn't matter. It's not yours to be Mekadesh. You're not giving her anything. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda held Bemezid Kiddesh. Really he holds that if you gave it to on purpose Maaser Sheni, the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. But Bishogeg lo Kiddesh. He made a Hiluk between Mezid and Shogeg. So the Gemara in yesterday's daf wanted to say Halakha Rabbi Meir, because we found the Stam Mishnah that was posek that said according to Rabbi Meir, it's a Stam Mishnah that Maaser is considered Kodesh, and therefore you cannot make a Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda b'Maaser mi lo tenan? What do you mean? We have a Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. I mean, just like you're interested in finding Stam Mishnahs, and you have a rule. You find the Stam Mishnah, the Chazak the Stam Mishnah. Oh yes, we find the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That says what? If you're Kaddish with Maaser, Bemezid Kiddish, Mishugeg lo Kiddish. We have a Stam Mishnah like that. Well, what does it say? V'atenan, we have a Mishnah. Hapodeh Maaser Shini Shelo. If a person makes Pidyon Maaser Shini, he has, let's say, fruit. He has to bring it up to Yerushalayim. It's too much to bring up to Yerushalayim. He makes Pidyon. He transfers the Kiddushah of the Maaser onto a coin. So it says, Mosif Anav Hamishito. He has to add one fifth. On the Pidyon, he has to add a fifth of the value. Ben Meshelo, whether he's doing his own Maaser, Ben Shinitan no Bimatana, or whether it was given to him as a gift. Somebody gave him a Maaser Shini as a gift. The Gemara says, Mani, Idim Arabi Meiri, Mimatse Yehivle Bimatana. What do you mean? It can't be Rabbi Meir, because you would not be allowed to gift Maaser Sheni. Why not? Ve'amar Maaser Mamon Gavoahu. Clearly, it's not yours to give away. So how can you give me a case of it where you tell me if a guy gets a gift? What do you mean he gets a gift? Somebody gave him his Maaser Sheni. He can't give him Maaser. Maaser Mamon Gavoah. So it must be what? Eranav Rabbi Yehuda. So this must be
lecture mode on
Rabbi Yehuda. And what do you see over here? It's a Stam Mishnah. That's saying what? That Maaser Sheni really is considered the mamon of the person. Therefore, if you make a dish with it, it'll be a Kiddushin. So we have established like Rabbi Yehuda. Because lo, le'olam Rabbi Meir. Ve'acha b'may askinan kegon di'ahiv ni'aleh b'tivleh. We're talking about over here where you gave it as a gift. But you didn't give it Maaser Sheni as a gift. You gave the guy a gift when the fruit was still tevi, you didn't take anything out of it yet. Oh, so the hadush is, when you give somebody tevi, it's mine to give. Even though there's maaser sheni in there, so long as I wasn't mafrish it yet, it's still considered mine in order to gift it to somebody else. V'kasabar, matanot shelo hurmu, kemi shelo hurmu damyan. And we're going according to the opinion that says that matanot that you didn't separate yet, it's not considered separated. Therefore, it's tebel. Therefore, you can still gift it. And therefore, it's going like Rabbi Meir. And we had a question. How could you give it over? It's not yours. It is yours. He didn't mafrish. He had a whole pile of stuff yet. The master is in there. He didn't take it yet. And if you hold that, according to the Shittat, it says, so long as it's still in there, it's not considered yet separated. Therefore, it's considered table. So he gifted it. So the Hadush of the Braita is, or Mishnah is, once you give it to somebody else in the table, say, now the master Shini is considered his, and therefore he has to take the pidyon, he has to add a fifth to the pidyon. Because you don't eat a fifth only on your product. And if it's considered this product, if we have no question against what we said. Tashema, we'll bring you another question. Hapodeh netare ba'i shelo. Okay, what's netare ba'i? That's the fourth year of the fruit. The fourth year of the fruits of a tree is considered what? Kodesh. So same thing. You want to take a Yerushalayim and eat it, that's fine. You want to make a pidyon, that's fine. So it says, if you want to redeem the fourth year product, Mosif Anav Hamishito. So you have to add a fifth to the pinyon. Ben Mishelo Ben Shinitano Bimatana. On the same point. Whether you're doing your own goods or whether it was given to you as a gift. Mani, who's this? Ilem Arabi Meir, Mimatsiya Ivle. Would you be able to give Netare Ba'i to somebody? Ve'agemre Kodesh Kodesh Bimaser. Huh? Rabbi Meir had a gezerah shava, kodesh kodesh. It says the word kodesh by netarei v'ayi. It says the word kodesh by maaser. Just like maaser is kodesh, and if we would not be able to gift it, so to netarei v'ayi is kodesh, would not be allowed to gift it. So therefore, this must be going like u'eda la'av Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda that's saying what, that netarei v'ayi as well as maaser is not considered kodesh. And the Gemara says, no, le'olam Rabbi Meir. V'achav ma'ar askinan. Kegon di'ayiv kishehu semadar. It's talking about over here, where you gave the netareva, you gave the fruit of the fourth year to the friend. You can't give to that, to the Kodesh. No, you gave it when it was semadar.
Budding.
Semadar when it was still budding, exactly the first white line in Nashi. Kishu semadar, kisha'anavim nikarim le'achar shenafal ha'perach. Right after the bud fell off, so there's small little grapes, they're tiny little grapes. Because malan, manchu simadar, so long as they're very small, yachol netitem b'matana she'en shem reba'i alav. It's not called netarev, you have to grow a certain shi'ur to be considered kodesh. The fourth year, if you gave it to them as a small little grape, it's okay. Udlo k'dabi yosef davar mesech orla, simadar orla asuk deshuperi. Which means we don't consider semadar a peri. Rabbi Yosef, that is a peri. We don't go like Rabbi Yosef. That's the Hadush of the Mishnah. Look at Rabbi Yosef, that must semadar, and so there's two peri. So again, we do not have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. You gave away netare ba'i? Yeah, because it's not netare ba'i really. It's the fourth year good, but you gave it when the fruit was so small. It's where Rabbi Yehuda's life is considered a peri. Tashema. Okay, next case. What did you do over here? Mashak emenu maaser besela. What'd you do? Yeah, you went and you took maaser besela. You want to make a Rashi. Mashak emenu ish mechavero. That guy's taking maaser from his friend. What did he do? It's moshech the maaser, and they took a selah worth. So he owes his friend. A selah. Velo espich liftoto. And now he wants to make pidyon on it. And by the time he got around to make a pidyon, ad sha'amad b'shtayim, the price of the maaser went up. Now it doubled. Now it was worth two. Noten selah. He only has to give one selah for the pidyon. Umistaker b'selah. And he benefits a selah. So he just made a selah. Umaaser sheni shelo. And now the maaser shini is padui, it's considered his. Now let's read the Rashi over here. Mashach emenu ish mechavero. Now a guy took maaser shini from his friend, selah's worth, Rashi. Noten selah, vekanat maaser. Shemesha'ah shemashcho kan'o. When is the kinyan of the maaser take place? At the time that he was, he drew it, exactly. Second he makes the mashikah. Velo amrinan b'rishut be'alav ma'asir aikar v'sarich l'halom mishnayim. Right. We don't say that the ma'asir went up in the owner's possession, that you would have to now redeem it with two. No, you bought it. When you bought it over there, you only have to pay, you're konet. So therefore, you only have to pay a sela. So it says, "Mepnei shemaaser sheni shelo, shemaaser mamon hediot v'nikneh b'mshicha." That's the point, which means items that are mundane items, the way you konet them is through mshicha, through making a kinyan. What's the kinyan of movable items? Metaltelin of chodin, mshicha. So once I was kone the maaser, now it went up. That's too late. I don't have to give the guy two sedaim. I only give him one. Okay, good. Which means he didn't pay the guy yet. Doesn't matter. Once you make mishika, I went up. You only have to pay the guy. When it says pidyon over here, it means pidyon means to pay the guy, because you got to pay the guy for the maaser. Good. But what do you see over here? The Gemara says, "Who's this opinion? Mani, who's the author? Eli might be Meir. Am I mistaken? Besela? According to Rabbi Meir, lechaora, you should not benefit over here in the case. Why? Then atarit hakesef ekam lo amarachmana. If it's considered mamon gavoa, you don't make a kinyan on mamon gavoa by just making mishicha. You have to actually pay." So therefore, this cannot be the bimir, because according to the bimir, even though you took the maaser, bottom line, until you pay, now you got to go according to the current price, and then you'd have to pay two. So therefore, must be this is going like Rabbi Yehuda that says maaser sheni is considered mamon hediot, and therefore you will connect it with the meshika. So the Gemara says, "Amar ma'el alav Rabbi Yehuda." You want to? This is a question. And what do you want to say? It's going like Rabbi Yehuda, this Braita. Oh, so therefore, this Mishnah, so then we have a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. So the question then is, how come you told me, Halakha Rabbi Meir? Because you found a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Meir, that says, Ma'asir Shniz Mamon Gavoa. I have a Stam Mishnah over it, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Ma'asir Shniz Yom Mamon. So why is this Stam better than that Stam? Ve'olam Rabbi Yehuda. No problem. I could say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'acha hadstama. Ve'acha trestame. Okay. Now we're going to start tallying up the Stam Mishnahs. Yeah, I got one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. I got two Stam Mishnahs like Rabbi Meir. So therefore, two against one. Two Stams against one Stam. Look at the Rashi. Three lines on the bottom. Haki Garcina. Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'acha hadstama. Ve'atam trestame. Rabbi Meir. Stam na trestame. Mishte mekomot. Tana Rabbi. Mishnah zu dekerim riba'i. Hada besidr zira'im. Ve'hada v'aduyot. Which means, the Stam Mishnah of kerim riba'i that goes like Rabbi Meir, it's twice in Shas. It's one time in Masechet Ma'asir Sheni, and one time in Masechet Eduyot. Okay, so Mishnah repeats itself, but the bottom line, Rabbi wrote the Stam Mishnah that says Ma'asir Sheni is Kodesh, he wrote it twice. And this Rabbi Yehuda, we only have one. So it's two against one. Right? Yeah, but the point is it's twice. If Rabbi wrote it twice, it means you have two Stam Mishnahs. Right, same Mishnah twice. So comes the Gemara and says, who cares? The istama dafka mali hadstama mali trestame. He's what are you one against two? Bottom line, if you have a Stam Mishnah, you have a Stam Mishnah. Well, I have two Stam Mishnahs, one thing, but it's not a scale over here that you count the Stam Mishnahs. Bottom line, I got one Stam Mishnah that says it's a biuda, so two Stam Mishnahs, what's the difference? There was no Amar of Nahman, but Yitzhak, halakha kerabi miro il vitnan bibihirta kevate. We learned once in the second Berachot that Masechet Eduyot is a very special Masechet. In the Gemara's language, we call Masechet Eduyot Behirta. It's the choice Mishnayot. Anything that's said in Masechet Eduyot is halakha lemaaseh. Why? Because that Mishnah, or those group of Mishnayot, were learned on the day that the Beit HaMidrash was filled with Talmidei Chachamim. On that day, when they added Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when they made him the president of the yeshiva, so they added many benches to the yeshiva. 700 benches, according to one opinion. Many students came. So there was a great pilpul of Divrei Torah in the Midrash, and they were able to vote on different halachot. On that day, all the laws of Masechet Eduyot were stated. And anything that's stated in Masechet Eduyot is solet nakiya, it's pure. Because if there was any questions, everybody was in the Beit Midrash, they could have challenged it. So therefore, since the Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Meir is in Masechet Eduyot, so therefore the halacha is going to follow him, that what? Ma'asir Sheni is considered Kodesh LaHashem, and therefore, you cannot make a Kiddushim with Ma'asir Sheni. That is the bottom line. Look at the bottom line in Nashi. Masechet Eduyot, Kari Behirta, Shekol Devrehem, He'idu Mipi HaGedolim, V'alacha Kemutam. All these testimonies, that's what the Eduyot means. And the rabbis came in front of all the other rabbis. I have a testimony I heard from my rabbi that in this subject we go like this. Everybody said, okay, we accept it, and so on and so forth. So therefore, Eduyot overrides. Tananatam. Okay, new point. Behema. Shenimset Mirushalayim Lemigdar Eder. You find an animal roaming between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. Okay. You don't know if the animal is chulin, it's a regular animal, or is it a korban. Now, normally, any animal that you find in Yerushalayim roaming, you got to assume it's a korban. Because rov korbanot, or rov animals in Yerushalayim, were brought as korbanot. Uchmiddata lechol ruach. Well, that's the distance, that's the radius we're giving you over here. Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder. That distance, let's say for argument's sake, it's a mile. So a mile radius from any side of Jerusalem, and you found an animal roaming, look at the top of Rashi, Mishum dehaishinan sheme Yerushalayim yatzat. Verov behemot yotzot memena zevahimim. You're right, they're Kodesh. Now you have to suspect that you don't know which type of korban it is. So therefore, which means you found the whatever animal you're going to find now, you have to suspect that it's that brand of an animal. For example, a male, Gemara, Zekarim, found a male animal roaming, Olot. You got to assume that it's korban Ola, because korban Ola you only bring from a male animal. Nikevot, or if you found, let's say, a female animal, Zivhe Shelamim. Good, so you have to bring Shelamim. So the Gemara says, now what does that mean? Obviously, you're not going to bring it as an Ola, because maybe it's not a Ola. You don't know, you have a Safek. What you have to do is, you redeem it. You take the money of the animal, you redeem it, and you buy a Korban Ola with the money. And the female one, you sell it, whatever, you redeem it, and you take the money and you buy a korban. Shelamim. Now let's see. Gemara says, hold it. Ela zecharim olotu dehavu. Zevche shelamim noavu. Which means, you're allowed to bring a korban shelamim from a male as well. So therefore, how come you tell me if it's a zachar, you only have to worry about the ola, maybe it's a shelamim. And those are two different types of korbanot. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Hacha beba lachuv bidmehem askinan. We're talking about over here a case where you're going to come and obligate yourself the monetary value of the animal. V'haki kamar, haishinan sheme olot. Nashi, Amar Rav Hoshaya, beba lachuv bidmehem askinan. Kelomar, I vadai lo karban. We thought originally you can actually sacrifice that animal. Now, if you're going to sacrifice that animal, you bring it as an ola. Who says? Maybe it's a shelamim. No, what do you mean you're going to sacrifice? You can't. You don't know what that animal is. Eli says, "V'aki kamar bimba adam zed laasot la takana." The guy wants to fix the situation up. Uba lekabel alatzmo chov kol dameh ashub. He wants to pay whatever the safek is. And then the animal will go to become chodin. Ulagdish et dameh im zacharu nitchayeb af bedemeh ola. Which means, yeah, you got to bring two korbanot. You have to bring a shelamim, and you have to bring also an ola. You have this animal. I don't know what this is, but I just know it's next to Jerusalem, and therefore it's could be it's kodesh. So I want to settle this animal's obligation. So what do I do? Redeem it. Huh?
$100 buy a korban ola. $100 buy a korban shenamim. Because could be it's a korban ola, could be it's a korban shenamim. Good. So comes Gemara and says, Rabbi Meiri. Oh, and this is following the shita of Rabbi Meir. This whole business that says what? The Amar Hegdesh b'mezid mithallel. That what? You're able to mithallel hegdesh b'mezid. What does mezid mean? She's on purpose. I want to take the kedusha off of it. This is kodesh. This animal. On purpose, I can be mithallel hegdesh ukdusha. Period. Now the Gemara challenges. Look at Rashi for a second. V'Rabbi Meiri de Amar b'matnitin, that we learned already in the Mishnah. Hegdesh b'mezid mithallel. Didn't we learn according to Rabbi Meir, you could be mekadesh a lady b'hegdesh b'mezid? Because when you be mekadesh b'mezid, the kedusha of the hegdesh goes off. Therefore, it's considered his money or her money. Therefore, you make a kedush with something of your own. Rashi, v'yachol ze lotzian neholin mezid v'yitpesu adrim mekedushatam. And then the money gets kedusha. V'al yedet tenai yavish ne damim. Now Rashi just gives us the mechanics here. You don't know if it's a ola or it's a shenamim. So how do you bring the korbanot? So you say, echad le'ola v'echad le'shlem v'yomar. Im ola hi. If this is a korban ola, let the kedusha of the korban go on this money. Right? Harei mithalil al zeh. Oh, now what about the shilamim that I'm bringing? V'asheni yeshalmei nedava. And the second korban that I'm bringing will be just a donation. And then the opposite. V'im shilamim hi, harei mechodelet al shilamim, v'asheni l'nedvat ola. It cannot be both. That's going to solve. This animal cannot be both. It's either ola or shilamim. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I buy two animals. And I say, if this was an ola, good. This money over there is earmarked for ola money. And the shilamim that I'm bringing will be just a donation. Or the opposite. If this is a shilamim, it's the shilamim money, is the ikar, and the ola that I'm going to bring is olat ledaba. Who's that going like? Rabbi Meir, that says what? Bimizid, I could mehalel, hegdesh, and transfer. Very good. Now the Gemara challenges. New point. Here's the key now of the Gemara. Oh. Ukdushat aguf, mimit halel. Hold it. There's two types of hegdesh. This is a regular type of hegdesh that we always are familiar with. You take an object and you consecrate it. This tray, that is a hegdesh, let's say. So now you consecrate, now the value is monetary. It's called kedushat damim. Yeah, the Bimia says when it comes to objects, you can make an hegdesh, and then the way you get it off is bimizid. If you redeemed it, the kedushah would go off. Very good. But not by kedushat aguf. Kedushat aguf is like an item, like a korban. Item like a korban, the kedushah does not go off. Look at that sheep, please. Kedushat aguf, the kodshim mizbeyah. Things that go out to the mizbeach, mi mithallelet belo mum. The only way maybe the kedusha will go if it has a blemish. But without a blemish, you cannot take the kedusha off this item. How do we know? So the Gemara says, ve'atenan, we have a Mishnah. Listen to the Mishnah. En mo'el achar mo'el b'mukdashin. You have something that's kodesh. An object, right? You can't make mi'ilah twice on an object. Why? Once you make me'ilah the first time, the item becomes holin. Now the second guy that uses it, he didn't make me'ilah. Right? However, ela bebehema, unless the item is a behema, korban, ubichli sharet, or it's an item that's consecrated using the Beit HaMikdash, a vessel that's used for service. Ketzad, Mishnah gives a case. A guy was riding on an animal. Then the next guy, his friend, came and rode on the animal. The animal, by the way, was a korban. Kulam ma'alu. They're all considered mu'el. Why? Because by kedusha taguf, the kedusha does not go off. And therefore, each guy that rides the animal is going to be hayav me'ilah. Or Hayashote Bekoshel Zahav. You have a Kli Sharet, a vessel that's used in the Beit HaMikdash. First guy came and drank from it. He used it. Ba Havero Veshata. Ba Havero Veshata. Kula Ma'alu. So what do you see over here? You see by Kodshei Aguf or Kodshei Mizbeah, the Kiddusha doesn't come off. So how are you telling me above? That when it comes to a Korban, I have a Korban over there, right? So take the Kiddusha off it, to the money, and then use the money. You can't take the Kiddusha off this item. As if the animal is going to become Holin? No, it's not going to work like that. When it comes to Kodshei Mizbeah or Kodshei Aguf, the Kiddusha does not come off. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yudahi. That statement over there that says Kiddushat Aguf, the Kiddushah remains on it, that's Rabbi Yudah. Look at Rashi. Hey Rabbi Yudah, Mediktani in Mu'el Achar Mu'el, Alma Mekamau Denafik Lechudin, Afagav Deshogegu, which means, Dei Mezid Leka Me'ilah, ועייס צברה לרבי יהודהו, דשמעת לדבר מנהיתי נקדיש בשוגג מתחלל. Let's go slow. This statement we said what? אין מועל אחר מועל. Right? There's no מעילה. Once the first guy makes מעילה, it goes off. Now the משתבי did not make a difference between, it sounds like, it can even be talking in the case of שוגג. Even if you did it by mistake. Good. Who's the opinion in the Mishnah that said Me'ilah is only b'shogeg and not b'mezid? Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Remember the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah said Me'ilah can only be done in a shogeg case and not in a mezid case. So we want to answer this Mishnah over here is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Don't ask Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, hold on, I'll tell you what. That b'mezid, you can mitchalel anything. Whether it's regular objects or whether it's korbanot. This over here, this is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? Bishogeg, you can make me'ilah. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Gemara's hold it. How to be me'ir. And for another Mishnah that said that you cannot be, that you can be mithalil, is talking about Rabbi Meir. Gemara, hold it. Mid Rabbi Yehuda, nishma l'Rabbi Meir. Hold it. We could deduce what Rabbi Meir holds from Rabbi Yehuda. How? Lav amar Rabbi Yehuda Hegdesh b'shogeg mithalel. Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Hegdesh b'shogeg, it's mithalel. Ukdushat aguf lo mithalela. Which means b'shogeg objects become mehulal, but kedushat aguf, no. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, only, let's get clarity. Rabbi Yehuda says the only time you can mehalel like this is b'shogeg. That's a rule. Accept that rule. And then he makes a rule, a limitation. That I said that shogeg is mehalel, it's only by objects, not by kodshei mizbeah. From Rabbi Yehuda, I could learn Rabbi Meir and say what? Rabbi Meir nameh. Afagav de hekdesh b'mezid mithalel. Rabbi Meir shittas. No, hekdesh can only be mithalel b'mezid. So I'll say that's only by objects. Kedushat aguf lo mithala. But what? By korbanot stuff. If you did it b'mezid, it's not going to be mithalel. Which means, good. You want to tell me this is Rabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Could you mechalel hekdesh? Yes, dafka b'shogeg. And in shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda makes a hiluk. Objects, korbanot. Objects, you can be mechalel. Kodshei mizbeach, no. Oh, so mid Rabbi Yehuda, I can deduce what Rabbi Meir holds. He holds you can only mechalel objects b'mezid. So I'll say the same hiluk. B'mezid, you can mechalel objects. But korbanot, what can I? And then we're back to the question. How did you say if you find an animal, you could take the kiddushah off it on purpose or put it on the money? I thought you're not allowed to do such a thing with me here. Gemara says, no. Bad comparison. Hatam lo chamechaven leafukin ulechonin. Hacha kamechaven leafukin ulechonin. In Rabbi Yehuda, I can make a haluk between objects and korbanot. Because the guy is doing it b'shogeg. B'shogeg is unintentional. Okay, so unintentionally, he's not even coming out to make chinul. By mistake, he didn't know the item was consecrated. So in the biyuda, I can make a chinul. But in the bimeir, where it's, the guy's doing it bimezid, the guy intentionally knows it's a dish and wants to. Could be there's no chinul, ben objects, and ben kochim as well. Just because by the biyuda you made a chinul, I can make chinulkim because already the guy didn't have kavanah to be halal, it was b'shogeg. So you want to make a look between objects and kosher mizbeach, but the better be meir. Could be ben objects, ben kosher. Since I have kavanah leotzi bemezid, and ekhanami, therefore the meir is squared off. Really, I'll tell you, according to the meir, there's no chiluk between objects and kosher mizbeach. If the guy bemezid wants to uproot the kedusha, he can. Which no, he shouldn't. I mean, he can. Meaning, the kedusha will go off. That's why in this case, when he finds an animal, so the guy wants to fix the situation. The animal he can't bring on the mizbeach because we don't know what it is. So therefore, what do we tell him to do? Consecrate the kiddushah of the animal, put it on money. This item will go to chodin because bimizid, you could mehalel. Now take the money. One ola, one shilamim, and you fix the animal. That's he did a good thing. So comes the Gemara and says. Okay, now, next point. Good. I can argue, now listen. You want to tell me according to the Bimeir that what? Bimezin, the Kiddushah goes off. I'll tell you that that's maybe only by animals that are on a high level of consecration. Kodshe Kodashim. Like a Korban Hattat. However, Bikadashim Kalim Mishamatle. Who told you that by a lower level of Qurban, Qurban Shelamim, who told you that the Kedusha goes off? Who told you a difference over here? So look at Rashi. Why is there a difference? Qurban is a Qurban. What do I care? Look at Rashi. Imar, bottom Rashi is there. Imar de Shemat Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Oshaya Parich, Dukma Ahu de Shkalim, Rabbi Meir. Right, you just told me, by the way, that was Masechet Shekalim, this situation over here. Where it said you found an animal between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, right? So we said, well, you don't know what it is. If it's Zachar, you got to bring a Shalamim and a Ola. Now that's talking about Kadashim Kalim. That's regular level Kiddusha. That's not Kodesh Kodashim. And you tell me that what? And if you did it by Mezid, the Kiddusha, the animal goes off. Who told you? Maybe the Bimir only said the Kiddusha goes off by Kodesh Kodashim. And what would be the Hiluk exactly? So look at that she. אם אדיש מה לרבי מאיר דבר הקדש במזיד מתחלל בקודשי קודשים כקודשי הבית דן הוא סתם הקדש ועדי לקודשי קודשים דחולו אבי לגבוה כקודשי בדק הבית which is קודשי קודשים is a higher level קדושה than קודשי קודשים קודשי הבית all belongs to God קודשי קודשים same thing משאקי קודשים קלים the owners get a piece of the action so could be an item that has such a, the higher the level of the kedusha, the more sensitive it is that if you mehalel it bimezid, the kedusha is going to go off. Mashigan, an item that doesn't have the same level of kedusha could be it's not sensitive to mehalel, the kedusha stays on. Which means it's just a logic that says the higher the kedusha, the easier it is to defile it. And then I could say, kodesh kodashim here, the guy went on purpose and mehalel it, well, it's going to go off. Mashiach maybe Kadashim Kalim, because anyway you see you could use it. Kadashim Kalim has a usage anyway. The owners can eat it. So maybe the Kiddushah doesn't go off so fast. Kadashim, the bottom Nashi. The Kadashim Kalim, Misha Mitle. Ve'id the Bemaikel, Supukanamim Kadashim Kalim. Which means this animal over here, you gotta worry, maybe it's a Korban Shelamim. Oh, if it's Korban Shelamim, maybe the Kiddushah doesn't go off. So, Gemara says, no. Gemara gives a simple sevara, which that you're probably thinking of this. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Which is the normal logic that you would have thought. If Kodesh Kodeshim, the highest level item, comes off. The Kiddushah comes off. The lower item, so the Kiddushah will come off. It's a reverse logic, but that's the bottom line. And therefore, the Ma'aseh comes out, according to the Bibi, there's no difference between Qurban Hattat, Qurban Shalamim, Bemezid, Mithallel. Good. So the Gemara says, Itmar Name, Amar of Hamabar Akiba, Amar Bi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, Omer Ayarbi Meir, Hikdesh, Bemezid, Mithallel, Beshogeg, אין מתחלל אחד קודשי קודשים ואחד קדשים קלים קל וחומר קודשי קודשים מתחללים קדשים קלים לא כל שכן פרפקט בפירוש something to talk about now the Gemara says תהי בא רבי יוחנן now we have a problem here big problem Okay, guy wants to be a Sadiq, this guy. It's an animal, he found it, very nice. He's worried about it. Is it a shlamim? Is it a ola? I gotta fix it. So what are we telling the guy to do? Make a avon. Why? Because it's Kurdish. You're not allowed to go bemezid and go make me'ila on it and go or not me'ila. Go you take the kiddusha off it. But this is kiddusha. There's no pidyon by animals. The only time you make a pidyon by an animal is maybe it has a balmum. But if it's a regular, legitimate animal, there's no such thing. So we're going to tell the guy to do a mitzvah, make a sin. You're not allowed to take off kiddusha off animals. So the Gemara says, "V'chi omrim." So good. So safek doraita. V'chi omrim lo de adam amod v'chata b'shvil shetiske. Look at the top Rashi. V'chi omrim lo de adam. דכל בהמות מזבח all קורבנות אסור לחללה תמימה you're not allowed to deconsecrate them when they're still unblemished שנאמר בפסוק אם בבהמה התמאה ופדה בערכך ואמר מור בבעלי מומים שנפדו הכתוב מדבר yeah redemption is only when they're blemished יכול יפדו על מום עובר let's say the mum is temporary You don't make it, but you wait for the mum to heal itself, and it remains kadosh. V'zeh shebadi malech v'lachuv bedameh nomar lo amod v'chata lehalela mezid b'shvil shetaskel et hakerek haklamata shebeva zu. Well, you tell the guy, oh, you're a big tzaddik. Do you want to fix this animal a bit?
Make a blemish.
Are you going to tell him? No, we're not telling him to make a blemish. You're going to tell the guy it's a perfectly fit animal. You're going to tell the guy go make a sin and make halul. What are we talking about over here? Ela Amar Rabbi Yohanan. One more caveat. Mamtin la'ad shetumam. You gotta wait till the animal becomes a baal mum. You can't just do this process when it's shalem. And then umayti shtei behemot umatne. Then you bring the two animals, one for shalamim and one for ola. But you cannot start this process till it becomes a baal mum. Because you're not allowed to just desanctify perfectly fit animals for the mizbeach. Look at that sheep, please. Ela Amar Yohanan. It's a very important condition of it. This is the key of the Gemara. Ela Amar Yohanan. Had diktani zecharim olot loy velo damei akirabim beodat temima. When the animal is still shalem, you do nothing. You don't bring it. You don't bring money. You might be waiting a long time, right? Ela mamtin la achetumam. Now, not a regular moon. It's got to be a moon kavua. A moon that stays. Because if the mum is going to heal itself, you wait till it gets healed again. Mum kavua. Then you go back to the two animal item. One for ola, chada le'ola, v'chada le'shlamim. Umatne. If it's ola, because you don't know what this animal is, so you got to go back with the old condition. If this is an ola, so this one is going to be ola, and the other animal I'm going to bring is nedava shlamim. And if this is a shlamim, so then this one is for shlamim, and the ola that I'm bringing is olat nedava. Now the Gemara, to the end, So it's very, very quick, it's going to go now. The Gemara to the end, just is going to analyze. You told me maybe it's a shilamim. Okay, good. So I got to get a shilamim out of the way. Maybe it's olah. Now the Gemara is going to give five or six other options. Maybe it's this also. Maybe it's that. Why are you only getting away with two? Could be it's other stuff as well. So the Gemara begins. Amar mor, zecharim olot. If it's a male, you got to suspect that it's olah. Now we learned already olah and also a shilamim. Okay, so Gemara is Dilma Todahi, which means maybe it's Korban Todah. Okay, what's Korban Todah? Yeah. Which means maybe you got to bring on Olah, maybe it's a regular Shelamim, but maybe it's a Shelamim of a Korban Todah. So maybe you got to bring three Korbanot.
Yeah.
How do you know what this animal? You know what this animal was consecrated for? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara said, okay, the Mighty Nami Todah. You got to bring three things. Oh, so they go, hold it. Well, if you bring in a Korban Todah comes with 40 loaves of bread. Part of the Korban is Lechem. Well, it's okay, fine. The Mighty Nami Lechem. You got to bring Lechem also. Yeah? The Gemara told Vidilma Ashamu. Hold it. Maybe it's Korban Asham. Stop this. This is not the type of Korban. Because if it's a Kevis, Kevis is a sheep. Sheep, male sheep, right, qualifies for Korban Asham. And the problem is over here. Right. You have to bring Hashem Nidaba. You have to bring a voluntary Hashem. You can't bring an obligatory Hashem. There's how many types of Hashems are there? Hashem Gezilot, Hashem Mi'ilot, Hashem Shuharufa, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mesorah, Hashem Talui. You have all these types of Korban Hashems over here. Yeah. So what do you do with the Asham business? Asham, you cannot. He say you can't settle the Asham that fast. Look at Ashi. Vidilma Ashamu.
It's not yours to settle.
Right. Veleka lememad denaiti nami Asham. You can't tell the guy to bring in Asham. Why? De'en Asham ban benedaba. You can't bring it voluntary. So it's not like you can say, well, if it's Asham, here. And if not, let it be. So you're stuck. So given, I'm not worried about that. Asham ben shtesh shanim. A korban Asham, the animal has to be 2 years old. Vishtekach ben shana. You only found an animal that was 1 year old. So if you know it wasn't an Asham. So take Asham off the table. Good? Vidilma Asham mitzorahu. Asham naziru. There, by these korbanot, can be 1 year old. Asham mitzorah, Asham nazir. So the Gemara says, Loshkihi. Those are not such common animals that you have to suspect that maybe this animal is a
street,
right? That vidilma korban pesach or pesachu. Okay, because you bring it within the first year of its life, so therefore maybe it's korban pesach. The Gemara says, well, my man afshach pesach bezmano mishazehidi be shelo bezmano shelamimu, which means if it's before pesach, you don't have to suspect that this is korban pesach because people are careful not to lose their korban pesach. If it's after Pesach, so the law is a Korban that you find that was consecrated for Pesach, and you find it after Pesach, you bring it as a Korban, Shelamim. So I'm bringing the Shelamim already. So I'm not worried about the Pesach factor. Good? Yeah. If it's before Pesach, you don't have to worry about the Korban Pesach, because it's Hazihidi. People are careful. If it's after Pesach, go to Shelamim. So I'm bringing the Shelamim. There's nothing to worry about that also.
Am I only bringing two?
V'dilma bechor u'ma'aser ninu. Okay, new point. Maybe it's bechor. What's bechor? Firstborn animal. You gotta give it to the Kohen. Gotta bring it a Korban.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's ma'aser. Right? Tenth animal that comes out of the herd. You brand it. You gotta bring it as a Korban. So maybe it's ma'aser. You know what it is. So the Gemara says, what's the halakha over here? Which means you suspect that it's a bechor, or maybe it's ma'aser, for what? What's the nafka mina? Lemichlinu bimuman, hachename bimuman mitachle. Which means, what do you want to do? Your concern is like this. Let's read Rashi, please. Lemay hilcheta. Tirutzau, kelomar. Lemay hilcheta atit nesafukinu bebechor u'ma'aser. When you say maybe it's a bechor, maybe it's a ma'aser, maybe this item is a bechor, you're concerned about what? Bringing it on the mizbeah. Well, we know you can't bring it on the mizbeah because we're talking about it's a ba'al mum.
Yeah.
So therefore, what do you want to do with this item? No, didn't we say that you cannot make halul until it's a ba'al mum? Let's go back. This animal that you found in between Yerushalayim and Gdel Eder, didn't we say it has to become Baal Mum?
Yeah.
So now you want to suspect that what? Maybe this animal that's a Baal Mum, maybe it was a Bechor. Okay, so let it be a Bechor. You know what you're going to do with it? You know what you do with a Bechor that has a Baal Mum? You eat it. Nice. So you know what you do with this animal? Eat it. No problem. Eat it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's because eat it. Now she says, "Umas the mechlinu b'mumo she safek bechol v'safek masen nechalim b'muman the ba'alim." Good. Share en pidyon. You don't have to redeem a pidyon masen. These things have become ba'almum. V'hani name lechshenevdu nechalim b'muman ve'ochlam b'torat bechor umasen sheni. Which means you have certain laws. In a kharame, eat it in the kedusha of a maaser. Eat it in the kedusha of bechor. Nafkamina, you can't use the animal for personal. You can't use the animal for a weight. Like she says, enish hatin b'itlis. You don't slaughter it in the butcher shop. Ve'enish kalim b'litra. Or you can't use the meat as a weight. But the point is, in a kharame, maybe it is a kurban. Maybe it's maaser. Maybe it is bechor. Okay, you know what? Good. If it becomes a baal mum, what are you worried about? Eat it with that kavana. So then you bring me so far three korbanot, only if there was a baal mum, and the animal itself you'll eat as if it was maybe a ma'aser, or maybe it was a mechor. Good?
Beautiful.
Okay, now let's go to the other side. Amar mor, nekevot zivchei shelamim. If you find the nekeva, same story, you find the nekeva animal roaming around, you got to suspect maybe it's a korban shelamim. So the Gemara starts. Dilma todahi, good. Demaiti todah, good. You bring a todah also. What about the bread? Demaiti nami lechem. You bring bread as well. Vedilma hatati. Oh, nekeva is subject to korban hatat. The Gemara says no. Hatat bat shenata veishtekach bat shnataim or bat shtei shanim. You found the nekeva that was a 2-year-old, so you know it cannot be korban hatat because hatat is only brought nekeva 1-year-old. Good. So Gemara says, "V'dilma hatat she'avra shenata." Oh, maybe it was consecrated as a hatat, but now it was never brought. So it's a hatat that it's year past. So it's 2 years old now, but maybe it was consecrated as a hatat 1 year ago. And what's the law with that? Yeah, what is the law with that? No, yeah, you know. I didn't know. You know the size. Yeah. Look at that sheep. What would you do with that? Yeah. He says, you have nothing to do with it, by the way. Hatat she'avra shenata ena takana. You can't bring it as a korban, and you can't redeem it. You gotta let it die. So the Gemara says, lo shchiyah. That's not so common that you find such a case like that. Okay. So the Gemara says, ishtikach bat shenata mai. But let's say it was 1 year old. So now you gotta suspect that it's korban hatat. So now what are you gonna do? Right, what's the problem? What could you do? The problem with that is...
You can't bring a hatat.
Right, you cannot bring a korban hatat nedaba.
Yeah.
So now what do? You're stuck. Yes, there's no pidyon, no nothing. So what do you do in that case? Tanya, Hananya bin Hakinai Omer, Rez bat shenatal de hatat, which means, if it's within 1 year, you have to make it a hatat.
Okay.
What do you mean? La hatat sagadadach? How could you make it a hatat? Maybe it's not a hatat. El amar abaye ke hatat konsa lekipa vihi meta me'eleha. Wow. So you make all the redemptions that we said. Shilamim, korban toda, bring all this business of. No, Allah is not nekeba. You're just going to bring a shilamim and a korban toda with a lehem. Maybe it's a korban hatat if it's a 1 year old. Yeah. I can't make a pejor on it. I can't do nothing on it. So therefore, I got to wait it out until what? I put it in a kippah, in like a holding cell. I starve it because you can't feed it, and it dies by itself. So on the nekeva side, since it might be a hatat, the law is look at that sheep, please, and we're done. Look at that sheep says ke hatat. Konsa lekipa vihi meta me'elea kedin hatat she'ena re'uya likarev. A korban hatat that's not suitable for the mizbeach, the law is you put it in a holding cell, you starve it to death, and let it die by itself. So that's what you do in the keva again. Maybe it's a shilamim, good. Take money, shilamim. Maybe it's korban todah, I take money for korban todah, bring the hamim. Maybe it's a korban hatat, no, can't be korban hatat, it's second year. Okay, good. Maybe it's korban hatat that was the first year item that now you delayed it to the second year. Not shkiyah. Okay, maybe it's the first year. First year, now you're stuck. So therefore you're not going to be able to just... Now, by the way, obviously we're talking that all this is taking place only after it's a baal mum. Because before Ba'amum, you cannot even deconsecrate it. But still, you can't do anything with this animal. It doesn't go to holding, because maybe it's called Bahatat. Also, you just take the animal, put it in a holding cell, starve it to death, and then let it die by itself. Baruch Adonai L'Olam.